mentioned that there was pretty good fishing. What's some of the kind of fish that you catch?
Well, most of the sportsmen like these big mouth bass, but certain times of the year, brown and speckled perch, when they're bedding, I'm not a fisherman myself. Never could catch any, but they just, these folks that know how to catch them and know how to find them beds, they can really load a boat full of them. They dodge a game ward. I don't know what the limit is, about 15 or 20 to the person, I think. They just, evidently, at a certain time, they bite fast and stick the hook in the water.
Well, yeah, I guess you get a bed of them.
Well, they're bed, and they claim they can smell them. I don't know.
Smell them?
Yeah. Go right to the bed and clean it out. But I don't know what time of the year, long in the spring of the year, when they seem to catch more brown and speckled perch. They're small fish. They're good eating. Of course, they're any kind of fish you imagine in these lakes. But catfish, commercial fishermen, most of them are old-time Floridians that go from one place to another. They fish anywhere from Lake George up around Ocala to these lakes around here and on down far as Okeechobee. If they go to one place, they're allowed to put out the trout lines and what they call them and catch. Of course, if you catch any fish that's not eligible, they run into trouble. Some of them do it, but they get caught once in a while. But they catch mostly catfish and turtles, things like that. Catch all the catfish they want, I think. They got a good market for them as a rule. As a rule, if they don't bite one place, they pull up the line and hunt another one. They more or less transfer. They're native, but they got camp out in tents, or sometimes they got a trailer in one place and they'll just basically live there, but then they'll go to another place, you know. And
yes.
Fishing gets slow there and then go back.
What do these people usually use for bait? What are some of the things they might use for bait?
Well, they use, on these trout lines, they use, some of them use soap. I've never heard of that before, but I bought a case of soap for one fisherman to put on it. A certain kind, he said, they bit better. Use cheese or some kind of meat. A lot of times they'll take some of the fish that they catch and use that for bait. Of course, these people that fishes for the bass, they call themselves sportsmen, I think, instead of fishing for bunny, and they mostly use these different type of mineral artificial bait. There's several worm farms in this area that the first one or two that started out really cleaned up, but they got so many in here now that they're not apparently making that much money with them. They grow worms and sell them for fish bait.
Oh.
They ship them all over the United States wherever they can get a customer.
What kind of worms do they grow?
I don't know what, a little wiggly worm about 2 or 3 inches long. I don't know what they call them. But they make the worm beds and apparently water them and feed them and keep, they have a